That was good. Hey, everybody, it's Claire.
No way
that was a lot. What? Mine looked like it was with you. My sound waves to you, it wasn't? Okay, anyways.
No, not at all. That's okay. It doesn't matter.
We'll match it up later.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
We'll match up later. You're the queen.
Oh, you're the queen. We're the queens.
We're the queens.
All Hallelujah. The children of God, kings and queens, priests. Hallelujah.
Indigenous to the kingdom of God, followers of Jesus, living life led by Holy Spirit, disciples of the way, tellers of the truth, forerunners of freedom, desiring to be an altar where his fire falls. We are Alternative.
Hey, everybody, it's Claire.
And Alicia.
Welcome back to
Alternative.
Yeah, let's go. Let's
go. Oh, this is so exciting. Guys, it's been 2 years. 2 years.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But we still got our Bibles.
Yes, we do.
We are deep in the Word, even more than before. We are goofier than ever.
Yes.
And
I hope you are.
Be lacking sleep and refreshed in all ways.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, so we got a logo, guys.
Yes.
We're real legit now. Okay, so do y'all remember in the very first season? If you don't, you're gonna have to go listen because this is how we got our whole name, Alternative.
Yes.
And the way it came about was that I wrote out this series of three, Alternative, Alter Something Else, and then Alternative came out. And I was like, and then Claire got the revelation, Indigenous to the Kingdom of God, and a whole lot more.
Well, as you hear it in our intro.
Exactly.
We love that still.
We do. And it's not changing. So there is no way this is the scripture, but whatever. I think I wrote down the wrong scripture, but it's fine. We'll say it anyway. We were like, we need an actual logo. We need to be legit. We're going to have our faces, you know, on the
podcast art.
I don't know what it's called.
It's called podcast art.
Yeah, the podcast art. Yep. Perfect. Love it.
Yeah. Yep.
And so we both started drawing this time, and we ended up drawing the same thing.
Yes. I actually have the thing that I have the book where we were scribbling, yes. scribbling. Okay. So let me go back to it for audio visual purposes. Okay.
Actually, I might too. Wait, let me look.
Is it backwards?
It is.
Oh no!
Oh yeah,
I think it's backwards.
I have it too.
Okay, mine might be backwards, but that's okay. Proof.
Yours is backwards.
Okay.
Yeah, that I was can my see yours. One.
Great. And we did the same thing. Okay.
We landed on that one.
Yes.
Well, everybody knows that now because they can see our.
But I loved the unity in the spirit. That was so cool.
It was unity in the spirit. Such a blessing. And I immediately thought about, like, icebergs. Because the A is, like, the tip of the iceberg, which is what we can see. And then the end dips down. And that's, like, the stuff we have yet to uncover.
Yes.
And that's kind of, like, what the whole podcast is, like, that's what we're after in life, is all of the things that are yet to be discovered.
That's right. That's really powerful.
It's pretty fitting.
And the one scripture that really came to me was, like, the A's pointing up, the N seems like it's going down, and the scripture about, like, when you ascend to the heavens, I am with you. When you go down to the depths, I am with you. And so it's, like, there's so much imagery and biblical support to, like, the unity that the Lord gave us in that. So we're really pumped about it.
So where was, okay, Psalm 139. 8. Oh, yeah, is it.
Yeah.
I was reading a chapter before. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there.
Yep.
It actually starts in verse 7. I can never escape from your spirit. I can never get away from your presence. If I go up to heaven, you are there. If I go down to the place of the dead, you are there.
Hallelujah.
If I ride the wings of the morning, if I dwell by the farthest oceans, even there your hand will guide me and your strength will support me. I can ask the darkness to hide me and the light around me to become night, but even in darkness, I cannot hide from you.
Mm.
To you, the night shines bright as day. Darkness and light are both alike to you.
Oof. Wow. What? Wait a minute. Wait. What okay, that intro is going to be a whole episode right there. Did you just hear what you just said? Why did that hit different?
I did, because we didn't read the whole thing last time. That's when then it goes into the, like, this the whole thing about, like, you made all the delicate inner workings of my body. You knit me together in my mother's womb. That's the next chunk.
Wow, powerful.
But the chunk right before that is all about how lightness and dark are the same.
Wow.
For those of you who can't see what I'm doing,
stroking her beard.
I'm caressing my beard that I don't have. Interesting.
Well, that's powerful because, you know, I see the darkness, like, the inner workings that you, like, let me go back to it. Hold on, my friends. Let me flip. Let me flip there before. We're going off script, guys. We're going off script because what is our podcast about? Living life led by the who? Holy Spirit. So let me get there. Be patient with me, guys. I keep going.
Okay, while she flips there, I'll read the next one. Isaiah 43:2. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One, your Savior.
It's powerful. Okay,
so mine says the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I didn't mean to leave that out, everyone.
Don't miss it. Okay, so where it says, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you, for the night will shine like the day, and for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full and well. And then it skips down to verse 16. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. So actually, there's a lot of topics here that are going to be discussed on the pod. That last one about you, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. I think we're probably going to discuss scrolls, life scrolls, and these things at some point. But going back to the darkness being a thing, think about where you are in your mother's womb. That is a dark place. And that's where things grow. And God ordained that special protective place, but it's dark and dark. And butterflies, they grow in this ooey gooey dark. They turn to ooey gooey and the cocoon is dark. And it's in those dark places that growth really explodes and turns into something beautiful and powerful. And I feel like that's kind of where we've been the last couple of years. We've been in this dark cocoon kind of place, not being seen by the world. We've just been living our life, doing the things God's called us to be. And we're emerging kind of in a new way, like deeper understanding of God, talking about new topics. Like we're going up and we're going down, we're going wide, we're all the things. You know, and so I'm really excited about this podcast because even that, like, expansion of where we were even going to take this intro is just phenomenal. Like, we have been kind of in that womb of growth, and now we're birthing this thing again, and it's going to look very similar. Like, we still want to talk about Holy Spirit and being led like that, but new topics. And
yeah,
I don't...
triune being.
Yeah.
I feel like... if you have followed our podcast for any of the years prior, if you haven't, you can obviously go back and re-listen. But when we went back and looked, we realized that, like, each season, because we had three seasons, and each one really hit a different part of God's nature. It was like Father, Son, and Spirit.
Yes.
I'm not sure that the seasons were in that order, but I remember when we went back and we're like, oh my gosh, like a theme emerged.
It did.
And truly, we're coming back into it now. I really feel like there's absolutely no more separation anymore. It is complete oneness. It's unity.
Yes, union.
It is the triune being and us being in union with him. And so it's really fun. It'll be fun to go back and listen to those seasons. And now it's all going to be jelly together.
Yeah. And the beauty of that is we're ever growing. Like, so then we're going to come back and be like, wow, we did this new season in 2025. And we're even further above and below and in and like one with God than we ever were. Like, it just is an amazing journey. And so we're thankful that everybody is journeying with us and remembering, like, Alicia and I are just like you, mothers, sisters, just a creation of the Lord, just living life and just doing this and feeling called to talk about King Jesus. And his, you know, so it's not like we're going to be here to just say, like, we are the know-it-alls and the one and onlys that have all the information. But we do have things that we feel like Holy Spirit wants to talk about and something worth spreading. which is the gospel, but like we've always wanted more and we hope our listeners want more, and we have eternity to learn about King Jesus. And it's fun to talk about it with others.
And we've always said we're learning. These conversations are the conversations that Claire and I have on a daily basis, yes, multiple times a day. And I think we said this when we first started the podcast. We just felt like the Lord going, these are the conversations people are having, they want to have, they want to hear. And so that is one of the things we really are going to try and be intentional with this year, mm-hmm, is that we're opening up the conversation on our socials, whether that's YouTube and Instagram or both, to our listeners, that we really, the conversations, not just Claire and I, because we each receive in part, prophesy in part. Yes. It's the body of Christ working together. So we just would love to pop that top open.
Yeah, that's so good. That is so good, because we all have so many gifts, so many talents from the Lord, but we're not supposed to isolate ourselves, and we're not claiming to have all of the answers. What we do know is that God is love. He is good. He died for us. He rose from the dead. He gave us his Holy Spirit. We're living out eternity right now. Eternity is now. And we just want to talk about the goodness of God. We want to talk about the things of God that people aren't talking about within the church. And people are, you know, some people are falling away from Christ because conversations aren't being had that they want to have. And there's different places that you can seek answers and find truth about spirituality. And, you know, Jesus is the gate. He's the one we go through. We don't go through anything else. So we hope that we have some really good conversations this year and this season. And we want you to be a part of it.
Yeah. And we just want to keep growing, growing, growing. So our hope is that with this new format, like, we will get to go deeper and higher. And it's something that Claire and I keep talking about is, like, she just said, eternity is now. And that's the reality, is, like, we have learned enough in the last 2 years that we're like, oh my gosh, the expansion of eternity is so immense. The things that we have available to us in the supernatural are so creative and insanely awesome, and we want them now, and we want our children to walk in them now.
Yes.
And so this is like, I just feel the Lord coming up, bringing us back onto this platform so that we can all receive the more that we're looking for.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
it's true. So do you want to share just kind of like where you've been these last 2 years?
Yeah. We had a lot going on.
Yeah, you should definitely share. Go ahead, you start.
I'll start. That'll give you some time to gather your thoughts.
Yeah. Please.
In your last 2 years. Okay. So the last time we chatted, I was starting to build a performing arts school company for our church. So it would have been April of 2023. I went to the pastor of the church we were at that time, which was Impact Christian Church in Mean Township. That's Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I was like, listen, I'm working on this thing and I really want to build an art school. So I have some practice with some things. Oh my gosh, my computer just shut off. Please tell me it's still recording. It is. Thank you, Jesus. Phew. And I'm like, I would love to build on the church. Like, can I use the church as the platform for a performing arts school? And he said, absolutely.
Wow.
So I went into it knowing it was going to be theirs. They were doing like they wanted to start doing missional businesses, which is like businesses out of the church with a mission of Christ. So not that it's like in your face a Jesus business, but that it's run by kingdom builders.
Mm-hmm.
So that when you're there, you're being saturated with the love of God and you're building relationships to steward seeds for the gospel. And then obviously Christ becoming their savior is the end goal, and it's all through relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had always done sports really well, and they wanted to do arts really well, so it was cool. Like, my husband and I had prayed for them, they had prayed for us. It was awesome. So for the last 2 years, from 2023 to 2025, we built that. And it was insane and awesome and challenging and crazy rewarding.
Yes.
And we also had a baby.
Whoa, you go, girl.
During that time.
That's a lot of accomplishments.
Still homeschooling. So it was amazing. It was amazing. And I have to say, the church was amazing, because when I had gone to them with the whole thing about about, it's called Impact School of the Arts. You guys should definitely go check it out. Their new artistic director is Rebecca Godlove. She is awesome.
That's an amazing last name.
I know, right? That's a whole testimony in and of itself. Maybe I'll tell someday. But so I had said to them, you know, I really am called to homeschool. I don't believe I'm meant to give it up. So part of the deal is that I'd like to keep my kids on campus with me. And they were like, yes, absolutely. And they have this amazing gym. It's a turf soccer field. And so my kids could go. And then one of my dear friends, the second year, she opened up an all-inclusive play space.
That's so good.
For kids who are normally abled and differently abled. And she's a behavioral therapist. It's an amazing space. And she's also a homeschool mom. So I was bringing my three kids. She was bringing her three kids. And if I had to go into a meeting, my kids would stay with her. And if she was doing something, they'd come with me. And so it just turned into this beautiful community of your connection just went.
Oh.
My connection is unstable, it says.
Oh. I still see you and I still hear you.
Okay, great. Beautiful. So it was just an amazing season. The church was so gracious and we did a lot of good in the community. And now the Lord told us in December of 2024 that we were supposed to move to York. So my grandmother had passed away in April of 2024. And my family had said, if you would like to come stay in their home, you can. And we laughed at them because we thought that was hilarious. We never thought we would come back to York. And then in the December of 2024, the Lord, so this is a month after we had our third baby, Jules. She was born in November. And then in December, he woke me up and said, we're going to York. And I had crazy peace about it, which was insane. And then Mike called me the next day from work. He had lost his job 2 weeks after Grandma passed away. So he had been working for an elder at church who was landscaping. And he called me and he's like, you know the craziest thing? I have peace about going to York.
Wow.
Like, me too.
Wow.
So we talked to my family over Christmas and we're like, we really think we're going to do this. And Mike had some job opportunities in York and things were pointing in that direction. So we really felt like even if those jobs didn't pan out, which they didn't, we still felt like it was God's kind of like nudge to go. And so when we made the decision that we were going to go, and then I told my team, it was comprised, you know, I had the woman that I worked for, our events director, Missy, who was amazing. And then my stage manager, Taya. She wasn't really a stage manager, but that's what I called her because that's what she was to me.
Oh, excuse me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Told them, and then I told my team of teachers, which was one of my best friends, Emily, and then two girls that I was mentoring, Anna, who I've been mentoring since Jonathan was my belly, and then Lindsay. So I've been with her for 2 years. And Emily immediately told me she had a dream for me last July, so July of 2024, that I was leaving.
Wow.
And so she was like, I knew. The Lord has been preparing me. I knew you were going to go. It's like, yeah.
It's very merciful.
And she had this beautiful thing to say where she was like, the people who are in one with the Father, who are in one with the Spirit, they're not surprised by anything.
Right.
Because the Lord's preparing them. And it was such a testimony to me. Because the Lord had given us all of this time. You know, my season with Isota was going to be done. Isota is Impact School of the Arts. We had our spring show in May, and then I had 2 more weeks that I could just focus on kind of like passing the company off to Rebecca. And so we had like 5 months with our friends and our church family to mourn leaving and give the company over and find an artistic director and all these things. And God was so gracious during that time. Our pastor, Pastor Bill, was phenomenal, like so supportive. He's like, this happens in ministry. People come and go. And if we're, you know, we're being obedient, we have to trust one another that we're listening to God. And
that's right.
Yeah. And the associate pastor had said something about obedience too at that point that really, really touched my heart. And so we had a really amazing community of people that were super supportive because we said, we're going because God told us to. We don't know why. There's no why yet.
Oh, wow.
So we're doing all of this out of faith.
Yeah.
And then over my birthday weekend, I really wanted to go to this conference. It's called the Firestorm Conference in a church in Harrisburg. And my husband was like, okay, fine. And another one of my best friends, Heidi from college, her and her husband go every year. So we went with them to the very last night of the very last
event. And let's just stop right there. Getting Mike to a conference in itself is miraculous, right?
Like, yes. Claire and I are like, take us to all the conferences. And Mike and Matt are like, yeah, you have fun with that.
I've got my Bible. I'm good.
Yeah.
But I had talked him into it because it was my birthday. And I'm like, this is what I want to do for my birthday. I want one thing for my birthday. Go to this conference
with
me.
And he did. What a good man.
And he did. And he did. And we walked in and we looked at each other and we were like, oh my gosh, we're coming here.
Mm. Love that.
And then they had an entrepreneurial network. That was another sign from the Lord. And there was a lot of things that lined up. And that testimony we'll share a whole other time.
Oh, yeah.
But it helped us have faith and confidence that we were going in the right direction. And we moved on June 1st. And now we're in a season of waiting. But let me tell you, the Lord is blessing us with people and connections and purpose. And my husband's working so hard for us. Just a everyday job.
Yeah.
Just so in our waiting season until something comes.
Yeah. And it's coming. Everything's just trying to line up.
Yeah. And we get to be here. We're 8 minutes from my parents. Mm. We're in this beautiful generational inheritance of my grandparents' home. And so it's a season. We know it's a special season. It's like,
wow. Praise God.
A not forever season, but it's a special season. So that's where we've been the last 2 years.
And let me tell you.
And that's why I have. From my end, I haven't had time to record alternative.
Listen. I just listened to your story. I lived that out with you in North Carolina.
You did.
And yet that story still amazes me. And I commented like, wow, yes. Come on, yes, Lord. You know, like I'd never heard it before. But I love testimony time. Praise the Lord. I just love testimony time because I'm like.
It builds faith.
It does. So I was like, yes. Yes, he did that. He did that. Yes, he did.
But, okay. This brings up a great point, though, Claire, because this is the Lord is always saying, remember. And they, like, the scriptures were passed down in.
Yep. Or what's orally. This? It was auditory. Orally. Oration. What?
Is that oration? There we go.
Yeah. It was passed down verbally. They were telling this. Generation. Yes. Yes. Yes,
they were telling the same stories over and over and over to build faith.
Mm-hmm. And we have to do the same.
Like, we do. And I'm telling you, every time I told that testimony, even when we were in it, like even when I went before the church to say, hey, we're about to go through a transition. This is Rebecca and she's going to be taking over. And she got to share her vision, which is beautiful for Isota. And, like, even then, as I'm, like, saying it, I'm like, this is building my faith.
Yeah. Yeah. That's powerful.
Like, it's for all of us.
Yeah.
And it, like, it concretes your belief in what the Lord is doing and has done.
Mm-hmm.
And that he can do it again. Or something new and better. He can do it again.
Yeah. Gosh. Yeah. It's powerful.
It is. Okay, your turn.
It was a journey.
It was a journey.
And on top of that, you didn't even mention any of the things the Lord carried you through with your children and just the day-to-day, you know?
Yeah, that was big picture. Day-to-day, we were homeschooling, and we've learned a lot about how our kids' brains work.
Yep.
And Liliana getting a sister was a really hard transition, is still.
Yeah.
Moving was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's been a lot.
Yes. Oh, I love that. Yeah. So meanwhile, I was over here and I felt the Lord tell me to just drop everything and focus on homeschooling, which was very hard for me because I like to be with my sisters, my soul sisters, my community that's here. I was doing Bible studies, worship times, you know, trying to mix all these like good things with homeschooling. And you know, and he was just like, no, you got to stop doing all that stuff. You've really just got to focus on being with these children. And so I don't have a bunch of different things that we were building per se, but I was building little people. And God was redeeming time. Like, that was the big thing for me. I will cry thinking about it.
Woo! I just got chills.
Why am I so emotional? Oh, he's so good. Like, he is so good. Yeah, he's so good. He was redeeming lost time. Ooh. And that's a topic we'll talk about this year, this season, is time warping and things. Hallelujah. Yes. But yeah, he redeemed so much lost time. And then fast forward to like probably May or so, I felt this thing lift from me. And it was like, the grace for homeschooling is done. I want them to stretch their wings. And now my children are in a micro school where they're outside all day. It's very homeschooly. It's with incredible people. Like the people that God brought to this school, it's like a Christian school, but it's not. Like the families he brought are like powerhouse families, entrepreneurs, like creative minds. Like, and you know, of course there's some families who aren't doing that, but the majority are people that are just like, how does God do something like this? You know? So anyways, my children are back in a school, quote, I'm doing air quotes for those who can't see me. But it's what my family had prayed for. For something that's outside the home, it's exactly what they need. And so they're there, and with them being outside the house and this lifting and this transitional thing, which I'm still not sure exactly what God's wanting from me right now. I think it's a lot of rest. I think I'm supposed to be resting. I did not understand the physical exhaustion that I was experiencing because, you know, I have Colby and Asher, who I was homeschooling, and then my youngest Gabby has cerebral palsy. The Lord's healing her. In Jesus' mighty name, she is healed. All the things, you know. Woo. But that is physically exhausting to care for somebody like that, you know, all the time. So people listening, if you have that situation, you know what I mean. And so on top of that, you know, she goes to public school and is so safe and sound there. It's beautiful. It's unbelievable. But I had Colby and Asher home, and it has exhausted me truly. Like, that's where I think I felt that lift, being like, okay, it's time to rest. Like, you asked me to redeem time with your children. You got it. And I did. And I'm still with them a ton, you know. But it's like, wow. Like, I did not realize the toll on my body.
Wow.
You know? So I'm like, wow, I didn't realize. And I just feel so, like, God is stirring. And he's doing something. Yeah. For our family in this time with them outside of the house. I don't know how long that's going to last, but it has freed up time for me to rest, to do some things like that I just have been desiring to do, as far as like things that just I couldn't do, like house things, like, you know, the creative stuff in my heart for like design and things like that, like around my home to make my home feel like the way I feel it's supposed to feel, like just little things like that just bring me joy. Starting to do that again, which, you know, when you start doing stuff like that, creativity starts to flow. And then I'm like, whoa, gosh, I can actually sit down and talk to Alicia. And Alicia, she's doing this while she's still homeschooling, y'all. So, you know what I mean? But for me,
we all got different measures, Claire.
Yeah, yes.
I'm still going like this to you.
Yeah. Thank you. But it's like, I just know my gifts and talents and skills. And it was really hard for me personally to do the podcast while I knew the Lord said commit to homeschooling. Yeah. So there is time now for it. So praise God, we're back. So yeah.
We're back.
We're back. We are back. And I'm so happy.
You also,
what?
It's so funny. Because I'm like, you also forgot. You were like, same thing with me. You also had day-to-day stuff, Alicia. You also had stuff every single weekend.
That's I feel true. Like. Yes, and we're still doing that.
You're traveling all the time. It's so awesome. Like, your kids are still getting so much of you and your husband quality family time.
Yes, it's so true. We're with each other a lot, and I love that. That's how it should be. That's how I feel it should be. That's how it should be for my family. I love being with my family, but
I think families are supposed to be together. I think God made families together for that reason.
Yeah, I think so too. But
if it's healthy,
If
it's healthy.
Yes. So there's busy. I mean, we were very busy, but it wasn't a time to build. It was a time to be. So, you know, so that's what we were doing. We were just together and God was just redeeming time how he does.
Yes.
Just see him from heaven and be like, time, redeem. I don't know why I pictured that. Like, these sparkles from heaven just being like, coming down.
Ooh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I love it.
I don't know
why
I thought about that. I'm like, he's just up there, like, showering things down from heaven that you don't even see.
Praise the Lord. Oh,
glory. Glory, glory.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about what we don't see.
Oh, my gosh.
In this new season of Alternative.
Yes.
That was so beautiful to listen to. Oh. I really like when we do these recaps for each other. Even if nobody else listens, the two of us are like so encouraged.
It's like, yes, he was doing doing all kinds of things.
Lori. He was.
I think we also moved churches like you did in the same, like, last 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. We moved churches, found a new church family. So that was pretty cool. He released us from where we were, and now we're somewhere else. And so that has begun to flourish, the relationships at the new church. It's pretty cool. So that's exciting news, too. I didn't put that together. We both switched churches in this last time. Yeah.
I didn't either.
Huh.
Well, that's wild.
Yeah. So, yeah. We were at, like, a church for almost 17 years before we moved churches. So that was a big deal.
Is that how long it was?
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, oh my gosh, isn't it? Yeah. Still love all those people.
Mike and I have had, like, and we've been to like 17 churches in our marriage, so.
Oh gosh, insane. Oh my goodness,
so funny.
Yeah,
I'm exaggerating a little. Okay, so segueing,
yes,
we're gonna now insert our segue.
Okay.
Hold on, I'll come through. Perfect.
One day we will get that segue.
We will. It's not yet, but it's coming. Nerdy us in helmets and
fanny packs. Yes.
Yep. Fanny packs. Exactly. It's coming, guys. Just you wait. Just you wait. Alexander Hamilton. Okay. For those of you who don't know, I'm a musical theater nerd. And many of you who have listened to the podcast are just like, oh, yes, she's back. The rest of you are like, what in the heck is happening? And then some of you feel really seen. So yes, whatever category you land in, you're welcome here. I'm getting lots of text messages. I hope that it doesn't show up. You're gonna
I'm getting a lot too.
The top.
Yes, yes. We're new at this.
Claire's going to have a lot of editing to do.
I got time. I got some time.
Okay, so our segue to our new podcast format.
Yes.
Before we wrap up today. So yes. Today has zero to do with our new podcast format. Today was about saying hi again. It's been 2 years, telling you what we've been up to, what the Lord has been doing in our lives, and then what comes next for us.
Hallelujah.
So, Claire, do you want to start?
Oh, I don't know. You jump into it.
Okay. So, our format, we're going to chunk it up.
Yeah.
We're going to chunk it up into sections. We're going to start every podcast with like a question or a topic or something that we're like all that we want everybody to jive on.
Yes.
Okay. And then we're going to move into music time.
Yes.
And so did there with the alliteration.
And the reason why we want to move into music time is because after we pose the question, we really want you to take a minute to just think about it yourself. Like when we consume podcasts, sometimes we just ingest what we're being told and we're not fully given a chance to formulate our own thoughts with Holy Spirit before someone just tells us. And so obviously when we have this time of like music, like a momentary pause, you are welcome to fast forward through that if that's not something you're interested in. But we do want to just provide space for you to just say, hey, Holy Spirit, this is the question. What are you saying? And I think it'll be really cool if we end up with spiritual unity in that moment. And then you need to share with us like what he said or like, yeah, I took that time. And Holy Spirit led me in the same direction in whatever. Or if he gives you something different. Or if you're like, actually, when I read the Bible, I see it at this level. You know, like this is where I am in my understanding. This is how I experienced that. Like, because there are hardcore truths in the Bible. They're all true. But I think there's like levels. There's levels of like where you are in your life right now, you're going to have one understanding. And as you keep diving in, the longer you walk with the Lord, you just get more and you get more and you get more. And I'm not saying the meaning changes, but there's this depth of understanding God's heart that evolves. And so you might be somewhere different than we are. You might have experienced more in your life than we have or vice versa. And so I think that sharing thoughts and what the Holy Spirit gives you as we talk will be really important for like us as the body of Christ sitting together. So we're excited about that.
Good word, Claire.
We're excited about that. Yeah.
We are excited about that. And I'm going to give some scriptural evidence as to why music matters.
Woohoo! Let's do it.
Okay. So hang on. I'm trying to find one more. So it's always really bothered me when I have heard people of faith say, oh, that wasn't That wasn't the spirit. That was music. For those of you who can't see my face because you're listening, I just gave a big eyeball
stare.
I don't know what kind of face.
Stare. It was pretty sassy.
Glare.
Like, wait a minute. Let's have a discussion about this.
Out of disapproval. because we have this guy David in the Bible who wrote.
Yeah, you remember him?
Like nearly all of the
guy?
Psalms.
Remember that guy, David? Remember?
Remember that guy? He was the king.
The guy after God's own heart. You remember him?
The guy after God's own heart. He led his entire nation in dancing.
Yes, he did.
And he was a harp player. And he wrote all of the music in the Bible. Maybe not all of it, but most of it.
Yeah.
So I kind of think it matters to the Lord. I'm still trying to find this one. Okay, so I'm going to read from 1 Samuel 16:14. Now the Spirit of the Lord had left Saul. This is pre-kinghood, so David's not a king yet. The Spirit of the Lord had left Saul, and the Lord sent a tormenting spirit that filled him with depression and fear. Okay, so I think we're going to get a remedy for those of you who deal with depression or fear.
Yep.
Some of Saul's servants suggested a remedy. Ha, I just used that word, LOL. It is clear that a spirit of from God is tormenting you, they said. Oh, that's a whole other thing we could pack. There's a spirit from God that torments? Apparently so.
Hmm.
But I thought God is all good. He is all good. So what's this about? I don't know. Let's keep reading.
Let's go.
Let us find a good musician to play the harp for you whenever the tormenting spirit is bothering you. The harp music will quiet you, and you will soon be well again. Okay, I just want to point out, harps are a stringed instrument, and you have strings in your throat.
Wow.
These things right here.
Okay, vocal cords.
Vocal folds.
Oh, folds.
Yes, or chords.
Okay, folds. Right. Okay. Didn't know that.
We can go with chords are fine, too.
Okay.
That's the more traditional. But, yes, vocal folds.
Okay.
All right, Saul said. Find me someone who plays well and bring him here. Mm. One of the servants said to Saul, the son of Jesse is a talented harp player. Not only that, he's brave and strong and has good judgment. This is how I read to my kids. This is how I hear the Bible, man. Okay.
That accent choice was so good. I wasn't ready for that. Excellent harp player.
He was also a fine-looking man. Young man.
That's a little weird. And the Bible is so good.
The Lord is with him. So Saul, anybody who's ready to hire me as a voiceover artist, I'm here. I'm ready. So Saul sent the messengers to Jesse to say, send me your son David, the shepherd. Jesse responded by sending David to Saul along with a young goat and a donkey loaded down with food and wine. Oh, that poor donkey. So David went to Saul and served him. How did he serve him? With the harp. Saul liked David very much, and David became one of Saul's armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse asking, please let David join my staff, for I am very pleased with him. And whenever the tormenting spirit from God troubled Saul, David would play the harp. Then Saul would feel better, and the tormenting spirit would go away.
Mm.
Okay, then David's now king, so I'm jumping now to 1 Chronicles 25. And the first thing it says, David and the army commanders then appointed men from the families of Asaph, Heman, and Judathun to proclaim God messages to the accompaniment of harps, lyres, and cymbals.
Mm.
And then it lists all of their names and their work. And
wow.
The reason I'm pointing this out is because David had a front row seat to why God cares about music and why it's good.
Mm.
So there's a lot of like stir right now about music and how it affects people, which is awesome. Lots of conversations happening about sound frequencies and all of these things, which are so good. And so it's important to me that we understand that sometimes music is the key to ushering in the spirit.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm going to beg to say that music is always the key to ushering in some kind of spirit.
Mm.
And we get to choose what spirit that's going to be. So I just want to challenge the Christians out there that are saying, oh, that wasn't the Holy Spirit, that was music.
Mm.
Because God literally designed music to carry spiritual things.
Yeah.
We want it to be the Holy Spirit. So if somebody says, the music was so profound tonight, I could feel the Lord's presence, say amen.
Yeah.
And encourage that. Don't discourage it, because they're going to listen to music one way or another. Which kind of music is it going to be?
That's so good. Wow.
So music and spirit matter.
Yes.
And frequency and vibration matter.
Yes.
God spoke.
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
The world began. So we care about this. So this, Claire also unpacked why we're doing the 5-minute meditation. It's going to be like 5 minutes, guys. Okay. So we're not going to, unless the spirit directs us otherwise. But we are convicted that we want to usher in the presence of the Holy Spirit in everything that we do in our lives. And we're going to add that element to the podcast now because we find it very important.
It's very important. Yes, that was such a powerful explanation. Yeah. Yeah, I look forward to that too. And it's such a restful time, like when you just sit there and meditate with the Lord like that. And yeah, it's just an invitation for him to speak and to slow your mind down, and choosing to listen to music and focus your intention on him. Like, how often do we do that? Like, pause, you know? Like, I know, I know how you are, and I know how I am. We just talk to God all day. Like, I mean, he is. Yeah. He's right here within us. He's in, we are one with him. So sometimes I'm just like talking to him. I'm just talking. I'm like, wow, I probably look like this crazy person talking to myself. And I know you do that too, but like taking that time to just stop and talk to each other. Like what we're doing right now. Like our relationship is kind of like that. Where I will like be working on something and I'll be like, oh, I got to say, I just feel like the Lord gave me something. I want to share this with Alicia, or something happens. I just share it really quick in an audio message. Okay. And you get it, and you can listen to it whenever you want to. But like you and I right now, being face to face is a whole different experience than these audio messages.
Yeah.
And so it's like when you take the time like that, you're, you know, we're constantly audio messaging God, giving our thoughts out. But how often are we pausing, looking at Jesus face to face in our sanctified imaginations and wanting to hear from him like that? So five minutes of time, you choose what you want to do with it. You can come back to it later or whatever. You can, whatever. It's going to be there. So we're excited about trying that and then getting feedback and seeing what's going on. Because all of that's true. The frequency and all of that good stuff that it's just people are waking up to the spiritual realm, and Christians need to be at the forefront. And unfortunately, I feel like we are really lagging behind, and we actually ignore the spiritual realm a lot out of fear, which perfect love cast out all fear. So why are we being afraid and not looking? We need to understand, like, and God's willing, like you ask for wisdom, he'll give it to you. Like he likes to give good gifts to us. And so we want to be part of the body of Christ that's willing to have these conversations and share this information and God's redeeming stuff like sound frequency, the arts and entertainment, all of that, like all kinds of beautiful things like that.
Hallelujah.
Just so many things. The Lord is, I mean, he's been redeeming it, but people, it's like speeding up to me.
It is. So, it is. There's acceleration for sure.
Yeah. So that's really exciting. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to just hear what people's feedback is on this, and just like what, because I truly, I'm just gonna prophesy, like when you participate like this with Jesus, you are going to come out with so much joy, so much refreshment, a new revelation of something. You'll be able to participate in the conversation. Like we need to be participating. Like our voices are very, very powerful, and God is like, we're like all of creation is groaning, like let's participate.
Let's join.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think it's going to be beautiful. I do know. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be powerful.
It is going to be beautiful.
And we're so thankful that you're here with us.
Yes.
Yay.
Okay. Claire, you want to start us off?
Oh, how? To prayer?
Like to pray? Pray us out?
Yeah. I was like, how? Was there anything else on your mind? Okay. Yes, I'd love to. Okay. This is our like one of our favorite parts. I'm just getting used to this again. I'm sorry. Have grace for me.
Don't be sorry.
Okay. Father God, just thank you so much for this time together. Thank you for the joy that's just bubbling over. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Just for what you're going to release amongst the listeners and to Alicia and I, even as we prepare to speak with our friends who listen. And just thank you for blessing the body of Christ in this hour with revelation, Lord, that we haven't dreamt of before. Lord, thank you for unveiling our eyes, our hearts, our minds to your inner workings, Lord. And just thank you for guiding your children in just this hour, Lord, there's something so precious about this hour, and that you want to, as we talked about, accelerate things, and you are accelerating things. And Lord, we won't get left behind in your move, that we're just right on time with you, and that you're holding our hands, leading us and guiding us, protecting us like we are your little children, because we are. You're always with us. From the highest heights to the lowest lows, Lord, as we learned and we're reminded to, again today, that, you know, darkness is as light to you, Lord, and nothing surprises you. And Lord, we're just thankful for what you're doing. And we just ask a holy blessing and a covering over this podcast and over the listeners. And we just thank you that that we will not be deceived and our listeners will not be deceived, and that the truth prevails. And Lord, we trust you, and we trust the Holy Spirit, and we trust that Holy Spirit, just as the Word of God tells us, will lead us into all truth. We love you, King Jesus. You alone are to be worshipped and praised forever.
Hallelujah. When Claire was praying, I had a vision of the veil being torn. And so, God, I just want to praise you for the fact that you have now blown open the entryway to the Holy of Holies for us. So, Jesus, we thank you for your sacrifice so that we can be in unity with you. And I also realized the whole time I had like this beat happening in my body. And so I felt like I was supposed to just say to the listeners, you have new songs in you. You have songs in you that you're meant to release to the Lord. So even if it's like in your kitchen or like while you're washing the dishes and you just are like, I'm going to start singing my song to the Lord. That is exactly what you're supposed to do. We are made to worship. We have the strings in our bodies. Open up your mouth and sing. We love you, Jesus. We open up our mouths and sing to you today. Hallelujah. And we love you. Amen. Wow. In Jesus' name, amen.
One more thing on that. Dancing to the beat of a different drum.
We're gonna march to the beat of a different drum. We do that love. See, I'm just like a walking record player, guys.
It's so good. But I think that's what's going on is like we yes, do. God's Claire. People dance to a different beat. And you have to that's be it. Attuned to it. In tune to it. What's the word? What's the musical both. Word? Both. Okay. You have to be, you've got to be paying attention. Like, we don't want to be walking like the world's walking. We can't do that anymore. There's no mixture. Amen. We need to get out of mixture. I'm preaching to myself.
Hallelujah.
Whew, glory, hallelujah. Well, guess what, guys? That's it. That's the wrap.
And what? Thanks for joining us today.
On
Alternative.
This will get better, I promise.
Oh, I should just pass it off to you.
On Alternative. Woo!
Yay, that was so